first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Clifford and Teddy in Paul's studio.
You know, at the risk of seeming immodest, I might repeat what Maudie said. She said, with a personality like mine, I could be anything I wanted to be.
Hasn't anybody else ever said that to you, Clifford?
Oh, Dad, you mean? Yeah, but I can kind of believe it when Maudie says it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, and it can pay you to remember Alka-Seltzer and those words, first, fast, and always, this coming weekend. Think of Alka-Seltzer first if you wake up with a headache or acid indigestion or both on the first day of the new year. Take Alka-Seltzer for the fast relief it can give you from these annoying ailments. Fast because Alka-Seltzer's bubbling effervescence helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry. Fast because its wonderful pain-relieving ingredient gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief. Always keep it handy in your home. Yes, remember Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 25, Book 81. It's 5:45 now in Seacliff, San Francisco, a wintry December evening with a light rain falling. At the top of the house in the Barber family home, Teddy Barber Giddings is sitting at the desk in Paul's studio, struggling with a letter which she finds very difficult to write. She crumbles a sheet of stationery, takes a fresh one, and begins, "Dear Elwood, your Christmas letter was forwarded to me here from Maudie Pemberton's apartment. I've moved back home, and I wish I could say that someday I'd..." But the pen stops, and she sits staring out the window at the misty lights of Golden Gate Bridge until she hears footsteps coming up the stairs from the second floor.
Well, that you, Paul?
Cliff, Daddy. Paul isn't home yet.
Oh, hi. Come in.
Hey, I wonder where Maudie is today. I can't seem to get her on the phone. How long have you been home? Mom just told me you were up here.
Oh, Major Brixton sent me home early. He seems to feel guilty about all that extra duty I put in last month. Oh, I don't know why he should. It was my own idea.
Hey, you sound kind of low, honey. What's the matter?
I'm trying to answer a letter from Elwood. I'm having a perfectly dreadful time of it.
You're not going back to him. Why don't you just come right out and tell him so?
It isn't as simple as that, I'm afraid, Cliff.
Why not?
Oh, I want an air of finality without hurting his feelings more than I have to. Oh, darn, I just don't know how to phrase it. He keeps on hoping. I don't know how to convey to him that it's all over.
Well, hey, we got a lawyer right in the family. Have you thought of Jack?
Hmm?
Jack could write Elwood a friendly note, and there's something about a legal letterhead that kind of draws an iron curtain in a nice way.
Oh, Cliff, why, that's brilliant.
Oh, I rise to great intellectual heights now and then.
You really do.
Yeah, you should have heard what our pal Maudie said to me last night. At the risk of seeming immodest, I might be prevailed on to repeat it. She said, with my personality, I could be anything I wanted to be.
Hasn't anybody else ever said that to you, Clifford?
Oh, Dad, you mean. Yeah, but I can kind of believe it when Maudie says it.
You like her, don't you?
Oh, sure. She's a comfortable gal to be with. Says what she thinks, and you can, too. The other day, I happened to mention I haven't got a car, and she said, "Why haven't you got a car?" The way she said it, well, she makes anything seem possible, a job even. It. Hey, aren't you listening to me? Oh, yeah, we were going to call Jack. I forgot. Let me get him for you.
I can go over after dinner, but let's not tell Father Barber where I'm going or anything.
Oh,
Whenever he thinks the break is really final, he gets so upset.
Oh, hiya, Blackstone. Cliff. Yeah. Hey, Jack, I dug up a client for you. Yeah, a Mrs. Elwood Giddings, late of San Rafael. She wants an attorney without fee.
I want nothing of the sort. Let me talk to him.
Hey, Jack, here's Teddy. She doesn't like the way I'm handling this. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Jack, if you'll promise to send me a bill just as you would anybody else... No, you'll have to promise. All right. Well, would you write a letter to Elwood for me saying that he's to keep everything, the house, the furniture, and... Hmm? Yes, I thought I could come over after dinner and...
Oh, Clifford, you up there?
It's Dad. You better hang up. Yeah, Dad, I'm right here.
All right, Jack. Yes, about 8. I'll be there.
Morty Pemberton is on the library phone asking for you.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'll see you later, Daddy.
Sit down, Father Barber. Goodness. Can you come up those 3 flight of stairs without even breathing hard?
Oh, I keep in condition, Teddy. Yes. Your friend Morty, she's a very amusing girl.
What now?
I answer the phone. She says she's going to legally adopt me as her father. Oh, yes, she says some very flattering things, Teddy. She must have read that book on how to win friends and influence people. Well, Teddy, you look very much more cheerful than you did when you came home this afternoon.
I feel more cheerful, Father Barber.
Yeah. Paul has always said that you can shrug off the day's worries when you come up here to these rooms with a log blazing in the fireplace on a rainy night.
Raining harder now.
Yeah.
You hear it on the roof? Oh, I love it.
Yes. Teddy, are you going out this evening?
Why, for a few minutes. Yes, I'm going over to Jack's and Betty's for a minute.
Oh, yes, it's very entertaining over there at the children's bedtime, watching them trying to get 6 energetic little girls into bed. I often go over myself, and I stand there wondering why nature gave a surplus of vitality to little children who don't need it and took it away from elderly people who do.
Well, the way you work in the garden and climb stairs, you're doing all right.
Well, you won't be over there long, then, eh?
Oh, I shouldn't be.
Good. This is a perfect evening to spend at the fireside.
Well, hello.
Oh, Paul.
Good evening, my boy.
Oh, all right, Teddy.
Oh, I'm fine. You want your slippers, Paul?
Oh, no, never mind. I'm going to wash up for dinner in a minute. You know, Dad, when I came through the hall down there, it was like old times. Cliff sprawled on his spine in an armchair, sweet-talking on the telephone.
Don't tell me he's still talking. To Morty?
Lothario in high gear, Dad.
These are good days. Yes, yes, this has been a splendid holiday season in spite of... are you going to be at home this evening, Paul?
As far as I know, Dad.
Stuck up here reading? Or will you join the family? Teddy's going over to watch Jack put his little girls to bed. Think you could be persuaded to idle away an hour or two of your time with us here in the library?
Sure. Love to.
Oh, splendid. Well, I'll go along and let you two wash up for dinner.
You don't have to hurry off.
No, I'll go down and finish reading the paper.
He's Liza Feather tonight, isn't he?
Marty's made a tremendous hit with him.
Yeah, it seems to be unanimous around here. I haven't seen that light in Cliff's eyes for a long time. Say, what's this about going over to Jack's to watch him put the kids in bed?
Oh, Father Barber assumed that, so...
Oh, business?
Well, I've asked Jack to answer my letter from Elwood.
Oh.
You don't think I'm just taking the easy way out, do you? There are all sorts of legal things to discuss. Oh, Paul, to get this mess off my mind and to be home again, you don't know.
Well, I can see a slight change, Teddy.
Marty said if I kept on worrying about Elwood, I'd get that grass widow look. I don't have it.
I can't see it anywhere. Or maybe I don't know what a grass widow look is. What is it?
Oh, too bright and too eager. With little drawn lines around the mouth. A look of not quite belonging anywhere.
Oh, but you do belong somewhere.
Oh, yes. Oh, when I come in the front door and walk up the stairs... The most wonderful, light-hearted feeling comes over me. I was thinking this afternoon. Do you remember those rainy Sundays when I was a little girl? We had that old black corn popper, and we used to sit down in the library and make popcorn over the fire on the hearth and watch the rain on the windows.
I remember very well.
I used to think, this is my family. This is my family. I'd hug the thought to me, I'd think... I belong here. This is my home. I don't think I want anything out of my life, Paul. But to work hard in the hospital, work just as hard as I can, and come home honestly tired at night to this house. I wonder, where is that old corn popper, do you know?
Oh, I don't know, Betty. You'd have to ask Mom.
Well, she's probably saved it somewhere. Tonight, when I get back from Jack's, let's see if we can find it.
You never quite recapture those things, you know.
Oh, yes, you do. I do. Oh, listen to that rain. Isn't that a lovely sound? Like fingers lightly tapping on shingles. I read that somewhere. I always think of it. You want to wash up now?
No, I'm in no hurry, Teddy.
Well, there's one more thing.
Yes?
There's one thing I haven't quite had the courage to say.
Mm-hmm. Let's have it.
Well, I've been jealous of Nicolette. Whenever you go out with her for the evening, I've... Well, anyhow, I'm not going to be any more, Paul. There are several men, officers at the hospital, who've asked me for dates, and I'm going to go out to dinner in the theater. Well, I don't want my being here to... I can't seem to put it into words.
Well, I think you've done well enough. As a matter of fact, I think it would be wise for you to crowd your time. At least for a while.
Oh, don't startle me. I'll get it.
If it's for you, I'll go in and get ready for dinner.
Hello? Speaking. For me, Paul, the hospital.
Okay.
Put him on. I'll bet it's extra duty tonight just when... Hello? Yes, Major Brixton. I beg your pardon. Would you repeat that time? Oh. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will. Thank you, Major.
You have to work, Teddy? Oh, that's too bad. Teddy, I... Huh? What's the matter?
Major Brixton, Paul. He's been ordered to Tokyo. He needs surgical nurses, and he's decided to take me with him because I have no family to look after.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Mothers, when the children have a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe them with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, be sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. See how wonderful this new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide really is.
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Yes, and all we ask you to do is try Bactine. We know you'll like it. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid. It is gentle to the skin. It does not hurt nor stain. And yet...
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle from your drugstore. If you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic... that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you have ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and we'll give you double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. Remember,
Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers.
Here's the family again.
Hello, Jack. Teddy won't be over. Oh, did Mom tell you? Yeah, we're scrambling around trying to get her packed. If you want to see her, you'd better bring Betty and the kids right over. Yeah. No, she's flying to Tokyo. We're leaving in a few minutes now.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Clifford Makes a Resolution, Chapter 1, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.